Okay, I'm on the phone with Rod Ford. He is the owner of the 80 acres we're selling in Gosper County, Nebraska. It's northwest of Bertrand, Nebraska. How you doing, Rod?
Doing good.
Hey, Rod, tell us about your... we have people calling us, asking us questions about your 80, and sometimes it's the best to get it right from the owner. But start with your irrigation equipment. Can you tell us about the motors?
You bet. There's, on the 80, there is... two different motors. There's a Case IH diesel engine that powers a underground water out of the Ogallala Aquifer.
Okay.
I cannot tell you the depth of the well right now.
That's all right. I think we got that from the NRD in our info sheet, so we're good there.
Yep. What I was told when I bought the property, it'd be about 2 years ago, is that the well and the motor were all brand new in 2013. So it doesn't have much use on it. Then the second motor is a four-cylinder diesel John Deere engine, and it powers a Berkeley pump off of surface water. The surface water is supplied by Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District.
Okay.
The central water is that 80 has been signed up with Central for 80 acres. So the entire place is signed up for water with Central.
Okay.
And it also has 80 acres of certified irrigation through the well with the NRD too.
Okay.
You can run either or.
Okay.
The pivot corners right now are only watered by central water or surface water. At this time I can't take water out of the well and get into the pipeline to run over to the pivot corners. But the pivot corners are irrigated with central water, and that's all done with head pressure off of the ditch, so there's no additional pumps or motors or anything like that that's going to be needed to irrigate the pivot corners.
Okay. How much does that water cost you a year to get out of the central?
I can't say exactly for sure, but it's right around, I'm going to say $35 an acre.
Okay.
Will buy you in a full allotment year, you get 18 inches of water per acre.
Okay.
Last few years, we've been under a full allotment because the water comes out of Lake McConaughey, and McConaughey's been full.
Okay.
If we start getting into drought years, they start allocating water.
Okay.
But know that going in to a growing year, they make those determinations over the winter months.
Okay.
You know going in that I'm only going to have, 9 or 10 inches of water versus 18 if they do allocate. And that's the nice thing about that, having both sources of water that, even in an allocation year, you can take all your central water and then supplement with the underground water if you had to.
Okay. And then tell us about that program that they're paying you now. This last year they paid you not to irrigate?
Yeah, so Central had the last two seasons of irrigation. Central has ran a program that they will pay you not to irrigate. You still can raise a crop. You just can't irrigate it. So you can just put irrigated ground and just farm it as dry land practices or non-irrigated practices.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing it on the corners then, huh?
I did this year on the pivot corners. The first year I farmed it, I did irrigate it, but I did use that program this year on the pivot corners. I still ran central water, obviously, under the pivot.
So the pivot corners, you told them 6 acres and 6 acres of pivot corner approximately.
Yeah.
And they paid you $200 to $220 per acre for not irrigating the corners.
For not using the water on the corners or not irrigating, they paid $200 to $220 an acre but I still had to pay my water bill, which is right around $30, $35 an acre. Mm-hmm. So I ultimately, made $170 or so before the crop even came out of the ground. Mm-hmm. I was guaranteed that money from Central. It was a program they had, and they will be running it one more year. Okay. So if a person really wanted to, you could sign the whole quarter up and just never start the well, either one.
Right.
You can't even use, when I say you can't irrigate it, you can't irrigate it by any means. So if you signed up to pivot, you wouldn't be able to run that case well with the, with the deep well. When they say no irrigation, they mean absolutely no irrigation of any style, not just theirs.
Yep. And so, did you mention that those risers on both corners out of the NRD? Yeah. I think you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, no, the both pivot corners are irrigated with head pressure, so you don't need any additional pumps. There's also a pit, a small reuse pit, in the southeast corner, right by the riser.
Okay.
And there is no pumping mechanism that comes with the ground. Even the last 2 years have been fairly wet. With good water management, you won't see any water in the pit. Okay. So it's kind of just a low area of the section.
Mm-hmm.
I assume so. If it does really get really, really wet, that pit would fill up.
Yep. Okay.
But with good water management, you don't ever have to worry about trying to pump that pit up.
Yep. And then did you talk about your John Deere power unit and your Case IH power unit?
Well, the John Deere, or the Case, like I said, was brand new in 2013. The age of the John Deere, I don't know the age, but the first season I ran it, and again, I've had it two seasons, the first season I ran it, it used a lot of oil. So I had it completely overhauled top to bottom.
Okay.
During the off season, so that John Deere has one season on it, on a complete overhaul. And okay. New pistons and liners, rods and mains, new water pump, oil pump, and have the head gone through with all brand new valves.
Okay.
So it's like a brand new motor. And this year, I ran it during this season and never had a bit of luck, or never had a problem with it. It did use a bit of oil. So
just had good luck with it all year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now tell them about the pivot. You reconditioned the pivot recently?
Yes. So the first season I ran the pivot that came with the ground when I purchased it, during the end of the season, I was seeing a lot of rust problems with the pivot. So I actually purchased another one thinking I would use it as parts to rebuild mine. And the one I bought was in a lot better shape to start with. So we actually just pulled mine completely off the place and replaced it with this other one. They're almost identical pivots. They were identical spans. And so it just fit really well. And this one's in a lot better shape. All the electrical components in the tower boxes, I just started off with brand new boxes on this pivot that is sitting out there. So all the switches and safety switches are all brand new. They've got one at the bottom on the tower boxes.
Okay. So this farm will raise 200, well over 200 bushel corn?
Yes. The first year I farmed it, we got it. I purchased it pretty late in the spring.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to go out and grid sample it or anything like that. And so we just ran what we thought it needed. I knew the farmer that farmed it previous, and I knew his farming practices. He treats the ground good. So I just went out and threw some nitrogen out and some phos, and I don't remember what I raised in corn the first season, but it was probably in the 230 is what we raised in corn.
Okay.
And then last year I had beans. This last season I had beans, and again, I did the corners as dry land, and I think clear across the whole place I did. I haven't really figured it up as bad as that sounds. I think I probably did between, I probably got close to 75 bushel.
Okay.
Fantastic. And that's clear across the field, corners and the pivot. And again, I didn't get near the corners.
Okay.
So it's really good dirt. It really is.
So possession is open for next year's season. But if somebody was looking as an investment, you would be interested, Rod, in renting it again next year?
I would. Absolutely. I as it turns out, I had different views, obviously, when we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Things just haven't worked out like we initially planned. And
yep.
I hate to see it go, but it's by far the best thing right now in my life, anyway. But,
yep.
But I hate to see it go. Like I said, it's a nice piece of ground. It really is.
Okay. Well, hey, I really appreciate it. Appreciate the everything about it. And if we have any other questions, we'll sure let you know.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't...
So start over on that, Rod. I'm recording you again. If you use the central water, you pay for 9 inches whether you use it or not?
That is correct, yep. So that $35 or so, that's basically going to buy you 9 inches.
Okay.
And then the additional inches of water cost a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And honest to goodness, in the last few years, 9 inches will raise you a crop pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, we've been getting very good timely rains the last few years.
Yeah.
Now, if I got to my 9 inches, I maybe could start consider using the well a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about the well is if you want to put a cover crop in,
yeah.
Central shuts their water off. You can use that well to bring up a cover crop, or if it's really dry in the spring and you want to put a little water down before you start farming, or you plant and it's a little dry, you start the well up and you can throw a little water on to water your crop up. You know, if Central hasn't got the ditches full. So,
okay. All right. Well, that sounds good, Rod. Good farm and good conversation. Thank you.